A study conducted by Professor David Bergner and Dr. Jessica Miller from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute found a startling link between the use of antibiotics by mothers during pregnancy and the incidence of serious infectious disease within babies. Should mothers be concerned? Annalisa Gracias has more.
Dr. Jessica Miller, postdoctoral researcher, says that the study has two major findings, which has uncovered previously unknown links between antibiotics during pregnancy and infectious disease in children.
So we found that when antibiotics were prescribed before and or during pregnancy, there was an association with increased risk for hospitalization with infection in the child. And we saw that when the prescriptions were closer to birth or when more than one course of antibiotics were prescribed, we also saw an increased risk for infection in the child.
The recently published study was conducted over a number of years using data from Denmark.
It was over a 15-year period, and we looked at 750,000 births. And it was used with registration data. So it was collected data on hospitalizations, on birth records, on prescriptions. And then we look at all of that data over time and see if there's any association.
Dr. Mark Blaskovich, senior research chemist from the Centre of Superbug Solutions at the University of Queensland, said the research highlighted the associated and unexpected dangers caused by taking antibiotics.
From my perspective, so I'm involved in antibiotic research, and I think the most important message from this is that taking antibiotics can have consequences. And there's a perception that antibiotics are generally safe and you can just take them whenever you think you might need them. And I think this study highlights that there are unintended consequences of taking them.
According to the research, gastrointestinal infections are the most common found in children of mothers who have taken antibiotics during pregnancy.
They studied children up to 14 years of age after birth. And so over that period of time, those children that were born of women who took an antibiotic at some point during the pregnancy, there's this increased chance of 25% that they would be hospitalized for an infection. Most of the hospitalizations were apparently for infections involving the gastrointestinal, so the gut, so that have some kind of disturbance in their gut microbiota. And it's probably because during, if you take an antibiotic, it not only kills the bad bacteria, but it also has an effect on the good bacteria that inhabit your gut. And when they give birth, normally that natural biota is passed on to the child and helps protect the child from infections as well. And so if it gets disturbed because you've been taking an antibiotic, that disturbed microbiota also gets passed on to the children as well.
According to Dr. Jessica Miller, the findings should be taken with care as further research is needed to better interpret the results.
We need to understand the mechanisms behind why we're seeing this increased risk. We really, we can only make speculations now as to why we're seeing it, but we don't know what's actually causing it. So more research is needed in that front.
Researchers don't mean to say stop taking antibiotics during pregnancy. In fact, Dr. Miller wants to assure women that if they have been prescribed antibiotics during their pregnancy, they should continue to take them as directed by their doctor.
If women are prescribed antibiotics during pregnancy, they should definitely still take their medication as directed. Infections during pregnancy are very common, and untreated bacterial infections can be life-threatening. So our results are not to alarm women whatsoever.
The message is to proceed with caution as further scientific evidence is needed to determine the underlying cause of the higher risk of infection for children of women who have used antibiotics during pregnancy.
We need to use antibiotics responsibly in all age groups, including in pregnant women, and use them responsibly and as directed by the doctor.
This view is mirrored by Dr. Blaskovich, who also suggests research and development should be done into a method for quickly determining the presence of a bacterial infection.
Just be careful of taking antibiotics when you don't really need them. And that, that is one of the hard things, particularly for a prescribing physician to describe, because right now there's no test that very rapidly can tell whether you have an infection or you've just got a cold or a flu or a virus, some kind of viral infection. And in terms of what would help the physician and help reduce this unnecessary use of antibiotics, most dramatically would be development of an assay that could, you know, in the doctor's office say yes or no, you do have an infection, no you don't.
Dr. Mark Blaskovich, Senior Research Chemist from the Centre for Superbug Solutions at the University of Queensland, ending that report by Annalisa Gracias.